My moments of self-awareness are bliss. My moments of self-awareness are bliss. They are moments when I say to myself, I like me. I like me. All is in divine order in my life. I like me. My moments of self-awareness, oh wow. It's like knowing the truth about myself, like knowing that I am a wonderful person. And every time any of us can say this about ourselves, that we like ourselves, that we're wonderful people, the doors just open up before us for understanding, for realization of what's going on in our world and how wonderful our world is. It's all a matter of our choice about it. It's all a matter of our decision of what is the most wonderful thing in the world for us. What is the most wonderful thing in the world for us to experience? For us to experience self-awareness is a magical thing. It's really bliss, because I feel content, I feel fulfilled, I feel that all is done now. It's interesting how my moments of self-awareness, where I feel this inner bliss, is radiated out to every person in my world. It's radiated out to every being in my universe who thinks about me or thinks about what I'm doing or thinks about themselves, because they're creating me in their world. Now, could I be more wonderful than they are? Could I be more beautiful than they are? Could I be more fulfilled than they are? Hardly. Each one of you is the ideal of perfection. Each one of you is the ideal of love. Each one of you is the ideal of realization that all is good and very good. I say that for myself, because that is who I am, and I believe in myself. And I say that for my creation, for I believe in my creation. And each of you are my creation. Each of you are what I believe is my unconditional love, revealing itself in a magical pattern, in a magical way that says to all the world, here I am. Isn't this a wonderful world we live in? Here I am, world, ready or not, I'm coming. And all is working out in divine order. All is beautiful. All is peace. All is joy. Yes. As I say these things, all is peace. All is beauty. All is joy. As I know these things, I reveal it to myself and I say, wow, this is so great. Wow, this is so fantastic. This is so beautiful. Wow, isn't life magic? Life is magic, isn't it? Life truly is magic, because that is what I am. That is how I am. That is where I am. Life is magic because I am magic. My moments of self-awareness are bliss. I am aware that the divine in me is the divine in all. And I'm aware that the divine in me is the knowledge of the allness of the universe. I'm aware that the divine in me is peace. I'm aware that the divine in me is unconditional love. I'm aware that the divine in me is who I am. My moments of self-awareness are bliss. Bliss unimaginable. But being aware of that bliss is my everyday experience. Because I turn my attention to the divine in me all of the time. I turn my attention to the awareness of the genius in me, the love in me, the peace in me, the joy in me, and I am that love, peace, and joy now. I turn my attention to all that is good and all that is beautiful. And as I turn my attention to that, I enjoy it. I enjoy it so fully, so completely, so wonderfully. It is mine. It is mine because that is who I am. My moments of self-awareness are bliss. A moment of self-awareness could be the feeling that I think, now kitten, sit on my lap while I'm sitting here at my computer and be unobtrusive. So a moment later, the cat sits on my lap and is unobtrusive, just quietly purring, loving, gently there. Now, why did the cat do that? Did the cat do that because I said, please sit on my lap unobtrusively and just be there? Or did the cat sit on its lap, my lap, because it wanted to sit there? Well, a little bit of both. But mostly, it's because I spoke my word. I spoke my word. I have lovely friends around the world. And as I was talking to Anna Maria, I was telling her that whatever dream she has in her heart, if that dream is pure, unconditional love, if that dream is the dream of it is done now, then it's done. And she writes me, it is done. And Anita is having her dreams and carrying them out so beautifully and so wonderfully. And I'm saying to her, Anita, you decide for yourself what your dream is and walk that path. And enjoy your self-awareness in that. And as you enjoy your self-awareness, everything will join up with you to bring that experience into your life. Everything will bring that experience fully into your experience so that you can enjoy it, so you can know it, so you can be it, so you can have it. And that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters, is just that my moments of self-awareness are bliss. And it's my moments of self-awareness, not the moments of anyone else. My cat may sit on my lap, and it may say, I'm happy here. And I have the cat sit on my lap, and I say, you are happy here, and you are quiet, and you are peaceful, and you are loving, and you are unobtrusive. I set the pattern for what goes on in my life. The cat wants to be here. Now, if the cat chose to get up and go, as cats independently do, it will do that. But it will do that unobtrusively, because that's what my life's all about. Totally unobtrusive. My moments of self-awareness are a bliss that only I know inside of myself. Oh, it's true. All the world knows it too, because they see it reflected outwardly in me. They see my bliss, my love, my self-awareness reflected outwardly in all that I do. And as I love everyone and everything in my heart, as I love everything in my world, everything in my world reveals itself in that self-awareness. Everything in my world reveals itself in that unconditional love, and I am so happy. Now, one thing I want to tell myself very strongly is that I don't make things happen. I don't make things happen because I wish they'd happen. Nothing can ever be made to happen in my life. But what I can do, I can see it done now. I can see it fulfilled now. I can see it revealed now in my world, in my life. I can see that all is revealed right now in my world. And my moments of self-awareness are the bliss. I look at my children and I see them doing excellently in wherever they are in life. Whatever school, work, relationship that they have, it's perfect. My self-awareness tells me that it is done now. And in my heart, I am in bliss because in my heart it is done now. I see my family, my world. I see everyone that I know, everyone that I ever have met or ever have had contact with in my world. Right now, living in the fullness of joy. And I see it done now. And this is a moment of self-awareness. This is a moment of bliss. It's a moment that it's done, and it's complete, and it's done now, and it is done forevermore. And I am ready to experience it by letting go and letting these moments of self-awareness and this moment of bliss be a fulfillment in my life now and forevermore. Because I am the master of my life, and my life expresses who and what I am. And I love it. I love it. I love it. As I love you. I love you. I love you.